going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1-0. Swung on. Broken bat flare towards center. Stott can't get it. Stevenson has it. Alonso coming home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Starling Marte with a broken bat. Base hit to center. Wins it for the Mets. A 4-3 walk-off in 10.
Yeah, hit those alarms. Hit them. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass hitting the alarms, and I'm hitting them as well. We got a lot to get to today, and we will have a lot of fun because we lead you right up to the NFL draft tonight on WIP. The Eagles with the 32nd pick. The baseball team struggling mightily. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And shout out to all the people that are here for the Penn Relays. Traffic was bananas coming in this morning. I mean, more so bananas than it
usually
has been.
It usually is bananas every day.
Yeah, but it was really bananas this time. It was really bananas.
Traffic Douglas might be part of that bracket next year.
Yeah, it's traffic. I mean, I still get here on time, but it's, you know, it's just a lot.
Well, that's what traffic is.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, it's a lot right now. Anytime I got to watch the Phillies play the Mets, because this is, we have a lopsided NL East rivalry right now where the Mets continue to take it to the Phillies. Hugh, yesterday, it was predictable. I mean, I know Wheeler was on the mound, and with Wheeler, you feel great. And Wheeler, for the most part, pitched well, right? He gave the home run, but for the most part, he pitched a good game and deserved to be get a win yesterday for how he pitched. But I wasn't surprised at all that the Mets beat the Phillies because the Mets own the Phillies. It stinks.
That hurt.
It hurts to say. They own them. I mean, and they don't fear them at all. And Hugh, look, it's not just this. There's a couple things here. One, it's this series, which was a disaster for the Phillies. They get swept up in New York. But bigger picture, I am really concerned with this team. I see a lot of reasons why this isn't just going to magically fix itself. And I don't think it's too early to hit a real panic button here on this Phillies team. They're 13-12. They look like they're in a different class than the New York Mets right now. Their starting pitching has been good but not great. Their bullpen is horrendous. And their offense, I don't know. Like everyone tells me about the names they have, and they should be better.
The back of the jersey.
Yeah, they're not that good. I'm sorry. I watch the offense every day like everybody else does. This has been going on since the middle of last season where they just don't score that many runs. They don't get big hits. You know, Harper has not done incredibly well so far to start this season. Turner does not scare anybody. Meanwhile, Lindor comes up there and you're terrified. Soto comes up there and you're terrified. Alonso comes up there and you're terrified. Hugh, it was a humbling week for the Phillies because that was a big series and they got smacked around in New York. They had 3 total extra base hits in 3 games. Hugh, where are you at on the Phillies right now as they get swept by the Mets?
You know, that was a tough game to watch yesterday. You saw a somewhat resilient Phillies team come fight back and, you know, make the game interesting for most of the game, but lose it in extra innings.
Yeah.
You asked the question, am I panicking?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not panicking, but I am concerned. And what I'm concerned about is the hitting. The biggest difference right now between you and the Mets was 2 things. Ike pointed out yesterday that, you know, they're not giving up a whole lot of hits. They're not giving up a whole lot of runs, I should say.
And then they don't have star pitchers, but they get a lot of outs.
They play, and with that being said, man, they play pretty good defense. Nimmo didn't get a hit yesterday, but he played some really, really good defense.
Soto throwing out
Lindor
Castellanos.
Played some really good defense. And I look at that, Joe. Here's the difference between the Phillies and the Mets right now. In a nutshell, for me, timely hitting. When you talk about that game yesterday and we had the ability to take the lead and look like we were going to win it and they were able to tie it up and go into extra innings, timely hitting for the Mets was the difference maker. Now, I know we've been talking about all of these ills and ailments that this team has had with the timely hitting, but yesterday that was, to me, that when it really reared its ugly head.
Yeah.
You didn't get the timely hitting that you needed when you needed it, but the Mets did. They really, really did.
They did it, and they did it over and over again over the course of the series. 215-592-9494. I think we had a conversation a week and a half ago. Is it too early to be concerned or to panic? Well, is it still too early? They're 25 games in, and this looks...
This is where you figure out, like most people say, this is where you find out who you are.
This looks exactly like it did from July on last year. Up and down, not that great. I mean, this is not good. And they're now five back of the Mets. I know it's still April and leads in a division. That changes quickly. I don't see a team right now that's going to just catch and run past the Mets. The Mets are better than the Phillies. I mean, I hate saying that, but they're better.
It feels like it.
Yeah,
it feels like it right now, playing with a lot more confidence.
Yes.
Man, like I said, yesterday for me, the biggest thing was some plays in outfield by Nimmo and Lindor and those guys.
Well, the throw from Soto to get Castellanos
man,
out.
Man, I tell you, you got a cannon. Got a cannon.
Well, it's a shame where they're at right now. But the Phillies are struggling, and I am really concerned about this baseball team. 215-592-9494. Is it too early to panic? Let's hear from Topper. Hugh was touching on the idea of the timely hitting. Well, if you listen to Topper, it's just all a bunch of randomness.
Looked like the pitch from Romano to Alonso was a good one that he just gets out and gets a piece of it. And one to Marte, probably one he wants. You don't want it there, correct?
Well, I mean, Marte didn't hit the ball hard. So there you go, right? It's the randomness of the game. Whereas I thought the pitch to Alonso probably got too much of the play.
Too much. Okay.
Yeah, and he could barrel it.
Yeah, the randomness of the game is why the Phillies have lost all these games to the Mets. It's why the Mets own the Phillies right now. It's why the Phillies are 13-12. The Phillies got off to a 6-1 start when they beat the Dodgers on that Friday night, the first City Connect night, where JT had the two caught stealings late in the game to finish that.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies were 6-1. They're 7-11 since that night. This is randomness that they've been crap for 2.5 weeks? I don't think it is. They're earning their record right now. Topper is frustrating the heck out of me because he's just excusing everything. At least Bryce Harper seemed to take the pledge. Can we hear it from Bryce Harper, who sounds, at least there's some frustration in his voice as the Phillies continue to get beat up by the Mets?
Yeah, I'd rather you guys say it's a little early, right? I don't like that just because you should be wanting to play good baseball all year long from April all the way until November. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Like I said, you're going to go through ups and downs and you try to stay as even keel as you can. But we're a good team in here and we expect to win. And, winning takes care of it all. Winning takes care of, like I said, like mindset, everything else. So just got to be better.
I'm glad he said it. I mean, someone in that clubhouse, whether it be the manager or a player, has to wake everybody up. Because this idea of... I can't believe the manager said it's randomness. Has he watched Junior Romano pitch this year? It's not random. He's getting teed off on every time he goes in the game.
Well, I think not making excuses, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's frustrated. And I'll give him this. Topper knows more baseball. He's forgotten more baseball than I know. But when you got to read the room. You can't say stuff like that to a fan base that's watching this team play, and you keep telling them that everything's going to be okay. Now, there's some room to be concerned about all of this because we see it, and it's eerily similar to the way that the last season ended. So that's not good. But I will say this. Still not a whole lot of production from your top four people in that lineup. That's what's kind of killing you as well. You got one run from Harper. You got a couple hits at the top of the order. You got a hit from Trey Castellanos and those guys, but You need that. The top of the order needs to produce a little bit.
There's no question. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos went 5-46 in the series against the Mets. Hugh, you could boil it down to this, and the same thing was last October. Lindor, and they didn't have Soto then, but Lindor and Soto and Alonso outproduced the Phillies' top guys. I mean, that's it. That was the series, right? Like, what did they get out of Bryce Harper and Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber? Not enough in this series. It just wasn't enough. 215-592-9494. Where are you on the Phillies? They're swept by the Mets. I don't think it's too early to have some panic about this baseball team. We saw this at the end of last season. It's an older team. The vibe, they used to talk about the vibes. The vibes stink with this team right now. It's not good.
Well, we talked about trying to fix that yesterday, but...
We talking about the catcher?
Yeah, we were talking about trying to fix it.
Bring the backup catcher back.
Kyle didn't say it, but he was warming up to it, though.
Okay. Can we get the $300 million shortstop to hit? How about the first baseman?
Yeah,
can we do that? Has anyone noticed Kyle Schwarber hasn't done much? So they move him to the cleanup spot? He hasn't slugged as much? Maybe because no one's protecting him in the lineup now? I'm losing it. This Phillies team is driving me crazy. Kyle, where are you at this morning as the Phillies get swept by the Mets?
Yeah, anyone saying it's too early can shut the hell up. The too early stuff is a coping mechanism.
He cleaned it up.
For ignoring
these issues
that have been going on. They're not just new issues this season.
This is your fault.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, excuse me.
You enable things.
Not my fault.
Ready?
Okay. I'm sorry.
You give me this too early crap anymore, I'm gonna lose my mind. Like these are not new issues with this team. These aren't just like Phillies 2025 issues. These issues have gone back since last season, since the year before. It's crap, dude. It's the same old crap. And all the issues that we all noticed about this team going into the offseason that the front office ignored, they're very real. They're very real. Like, the bullpen is worse, guys, by a significant margin than last year. It's not just the same old offense either. It's worse. Like, the runners in scoring position problems are ridiculous. The feeble, slap-hitting offense that this team has, they're not getting extra base hits. They had, what, three?
In the series
against the Mets, I can't hear the it's too early crap. I challenge anybody who says it's too early to give me one damn thing that this Phillies team is great at this year. There's nothing. There's nothing that you can point out with the Phillies right now and say, "Wow, this is among the best in the league." And unfortunately, it's not even the starting pitching right now. Yeah. So like, I can't hear it anymore. Well, I'm not saying they're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball and the season's over. I have zero reason to believe that this season's going to end any differently than it has for the past 3 years.
I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of their flaccid offense or whatever word we want to use, they have 20. Well, you used that word.
You missed it. He
snuck it in there. They have hit 21 home runs this season. You ready for the teams that are below that? The Miami Marlins, the Minnesota Twins, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Chicago White Sox, the Rockies, the Blue Jays, and the Royals. Where is the slug on this team? Where is the power? I thought Wheeler was not the problem yesterday, but when was the last time a hitter hit a ball the way Brett Beatty, who's not even that good, hit the ball off of Wheeler yesterday to the upper deck at Citi Field? When was the last time we crushed a ball? Trey Turner has one home run this year. One! Lindor had two the other night. One home run by Trey Turner the entire season. This team... Look, we started this year and there was a lot of hope and expectation about where the baseball team could go. And there was a wide range. I remember the day we did the show about how many wins they're going to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a wide range of people calling in that day. And I think the top of the line was a little over 100 wins, right? That was the most optimistic person we got. And then most people were in the 90s. I said 89 and everyone called me a hater. You know what? As you look at the range of potential outcomes... There is a world where this team just wins in the 80s. And I mean not even the upper 80s. I'm talking about just the mid-80s or low-80s. There's a world where they're just not that good. And I got time to figure this out. But this doesn't look good right now. And now we get to go to Chicago tomorrow against the Cubs team that's scoring like 7 runs a game. So that this whole thing should be fun. 215-592-9494. Endlessly frustrated with the Phillies who are just getting... I mean, like, the Mets are laughing at the Phillies. They don't fear this team at all.
Playing with a lot of confidence, man.
Yes. Well, they know they're better than the Phillies.
That was, I hate to add insult to injury, but that was Brett Beatty's first home run of the season.
It teed off on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't hit a ball like that in 3 weeks. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy NFL draft day, man.
Well, you know what? I can't wait till we can talk about that in a few minutes because the Phillies are driving me crazy, Chris.
Don't worry about Joe. Howie's going to fix everything. I told you. Okay. He's good. Guys, this Phillies team is as ice cold as Frosty's ass right now. I mean, it's bitter. It's bitter out there. You know, I thought it was going to be 80 degrees today. Nah, go near that Phillies team. You'll catch frostbite. I'm not buying Hugh Thompson's, you know, company man speak. I'm done with it. I'm getting over it. Joe, I got a message to send to all the fans out there that listen to this radio station and call in and have been asking for singles and small ball, and this team is flawed and all they do is slug. Well, you know what? They're hitting a lot of singles right now. How do you like them apples? How do you like that nonsense? Okay? Because enough is enough. Stop this insanity. Put Schwarber back in the leadoff. I know it's not pretty and it's what not what you want, but that's how this team wins. That's what took this team to a World Series. We need to slug our way out of it. Stop all this nonsense about, you know, we're going to work pitchers and we're going to hit singles and we're going to blah, 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 blah. No, we're trying to change the stripes on the Tiger, and the Tiger is gray in the front. All right, we got veterans. You can't have all these veterans change their entire hitting approach because all of a sudden now we're going to go in this direction. You know what? The old approach may not win a title, but the old approach did get you to World Series, got you to a pennant, got you to three straight playoff runs. All right? Enough? Enough. And you know what, Kyle? Hit the damn buzzer. I need the A-L-A-R-M alarm. Go back to your old ways. Slug, Phillies. Slug.
Chris, appreciate the phone. He spelled alarm. Did you pick up on that? He hit the alarm by spelling alarm.
Yeah,
did you get it?
Yeah, it took me a minute.
Okay. Now that, well, now when he starts spelling, I'm like, what?
You got to spell it with him.
What word is he spelling?
You got to write that down.
Yeah. So Chris hit something there that I heard Ike a few weeks ago mention, the idea that maybe they need to abandon ship because they had this whole thing. They're going to take more pitchers. They're going to be more selective at the plate. And that's how they're going to be a better offense. So they've done that to some extent, right? In the beginning of the year, they chased less.
A lot of pitches.
The chase is up a little bit. I mean, they had a tough series against the Mets. But they are walking more than they have in years past. But there is no slug. I mean, they have gone from being a team that hits a lot of home runs to a team that now walks more, gets on base at a pretty high level. But like you said, Hugh, they don't knock them in when they're on. And they're not... Like, it's hard to win in baseball without home runs or doubles. It's just, you can't get 10 singles a night. It's almost like in football without any explosive. They have no explosive plays.
Yeah. I think it's too late for that, Joe, to be honest. Because I think that going into the season, you go into it with the philosophy and a plan to change certain things about your game.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're too far in now to try to change it now. You know what I mean? Because I think that's just going to make it worse. I think you need to stay the course and work harder. And what does that entail? I have no clue because it's kind of hard to say right now. You know, because last week we were talking about the bullpen. But the bottom line for this team all season long has been timely hitting.
Mm-hmm.
The timely hitting has not been there. There's been times where the pitching has been good enough, starting and the bullpen pitching has been decent enough that if you got a couple of runs – you could have saved a few of these games. Hasn't been the case. That has been the biggest thing to me is that you don't get time in hitting. And it was evident last night when you look at the way the Mets played late in those innings.
Well, and Kyle asked a few minutes ago, what do they do really well? The answer is zero. I mean, like last year, their offense was up and down, but their starting pitching was so great and their bullpen was so great the first 3 or 4 months. They won almost every night. They don't have that anymore. The starting pitching has been fine overall. You know, when you factor in the bad Nola, the good Wheeler, it's been fine. Luzardo's been good. Sanchez has been good. Taiwan's been fine. But it's been fine overall. I would say it's like probably the 10th or 12th best rotation so far. Their bullpen's a disaster. They don't get big hits. They don't hit home runs. I mean, that's how you end up a 500-ish team, which is what they are right now. Manoli, I believe, is the name up next. Manoli in Burlington. Hey, Manoli.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Manoli. Good morning.
Why are guys hating on my Phillies? Yeah, I said it. Because the reason why I'm saying 90% of the fans that go into Citizens Bank Park are fake fans. Mm-hmm. All right? Listen, me, calm down. All right? The Mets are one of the hottest teams right now in baseball.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're in a slump. That's the problem.
The slump's been going on since July, Manoli. Last July.
Okay. And it's early, and we have the talent. Listen, Nola's going to get his groove back. Mm-hmm. okay? Everyone needs to calm down and have faith on this team. Do you think they're going to be playing like this the whole season?
They might.
I
maybe.
Don't think
they
so.
Might. They might.
Okay. They might.
They might.
Come on, man.
Manoa, there is a world
You're
where
serious,
they're... Hold on. I am serious. I'm ready. I'm dead serious. There's a world where this is a 500 team.
No. The
Mets are better than the Phillies, Manoa. Come on.
Could you imagine the series? Could you imagine? One question. Could you imagine if Soto was batting 234 like he is right now and he was in a Phillies uniform? He's batting 234.
So Manoa, hold on.
And they still swept us.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right about Soto. Manoli, they have the best record in baseball, and their best player hasn't hit yet. Does not concern you a little bit? He's going to hit.
I'll tell you one thing. The Cubs are a much better team than the Mets.
Well, guess what? Now we got to go play the Cubs next.
The Cubs are coming to town.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
That's my point. And what happens if the Phillies take two out of three or possibly even sweep?
Be wonderful. What happens if the Cubs? And Manoli, what happens if we get swept?
Look, that could be a possibility.
I know.
Because they gave... Look. No, because they got beat by the they beat the Dodgers. They came back and beat the Dodgers. And what's their payroll? Listen, it's baseball, right? At the end of the day, it's baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
What does that have to do with? What does it have to do with what your eyes are telling you? Like, the Phillies don't look
because
good.
Because the streaks in baseball will come.
Manoa, I appreciate your optimism. Down. I appreciate your optimism. I think you're ignoring what's been going on with the Phillies since last July. This is what they've been. You're ignoring
Copium.
It.
Look. Lindor is their best player. Okay, Alonso blows.
Alonso blows.
Soto.
The guy's got 26 RBIs.
Alonso blows.
Okay.
Okay. The only thing the majority of hits that he gets right are mostly home runs. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he's a bum.
How about the double? How about the double in the gap he had to beat us yesterday? How about that?
Also hitting home runs would be nice.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to sound like the manager.
No, Manoli, I hate them. Manoli, I hate the Mets. I hate them. But to pretend they're not better than the Phillies is just coping. They're better. Lindor gets to the plate, he's laughing. Like Lindor walks up there with a confidence that he's going to own us, and he does. Season. Meanwhile, Trey Turner walks up there like he's scared of the moment.
Listen, that's a fact of what you just said right there. Right? Lindor is playing great baseball, and he's their best player. We have four best players on our team that can light it up any given time.
What offensive players do we have that can light it up any time? Because I count two.
Schwarber.
And Harper.
Schwarber.
Who else?
He was in slump.
You said three or four. Okay. Who's the third and fourth offensive player that lights it up around here?
Bohm.
Oh, my God. Stop with the Bohm thing.
It's not the truth. Though.
You're putting Bohm in the same category as Lindor and Soto?
I'm saying that he can potentially, he has the potential to get that timely hit to up the Phillies.
Oh,
but look,
God.
We played a team that's one of the hottest in major leagues. I'm not doubting my Phillies. I think we're going to come. I actually think the Braves are going to come back and win a division, and we're going to come in second.
Yeah, but no,
the Mets are going to fall off.
Manoli,
just delusion. Their pitching will not pitch like this the whole entire year. Yeah, okay. We have better pitching too.
Mm-hmm. Sure, look like it this week, Manoli. I appreciate the phone call. I agree the Mets won't pitch like this the whole year, but like that was coping. That was topper level
that was unbelievable.
Coping.
Finally, he got sober as the call went on.
Yeah. See, but it's just your fault.
What do you mean it's my fault?
You enable this kind of stuff. That's
company men
out there say, you know what? I have an advocate
here. It's called optimism. Now, he was a little bit over the top with the optimism.
Well, there's a line between optimism and being drunk on at 10 a.m. We got to find that line.
He was a little over the top with the optimism.
Yeah. Look,
I mean, there is a lot to worry about. And to say that we got the comparable hitters to what they had yesterday, I mean, if you're looking at the stat line from yesterday, he can make an argument for that. But for the most part, they got the hits when they needed hits.
And that's like the playoff series last year.
They got hits when they needed hits.
We've seen this now. 215-592-9494. We will get to a lot on the NFL draft, what they should do tonight, names to watch, a mock draft. A lot going on the show today. We'll pivot to the draft. But we start with the Phillies because this is where we got a vent on a team just got swept by the New York Mets. They're getting beat up by the Mets left and right. I'm panicking. I see a lot of reasons why there's issues with this Phillies team. Plus, you want to hear some more coping? We go from a caller to Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson.
That was enough for a lifetime
We got to let you hear what those guys said. All right, audio from them next, plus a great prize to give away. We'll tell you about how we're doing it next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we react to the Phillies getting swept up in New York, gross. Just a gross series from the Phillies, who fall to 13-12. They're five back of the Mets, and they don't look like they belong on the same field right now as that team. 215-592-9494. All right, we heard some great coping from our last caller about this Phillies team compared to the Mets. Maybe he took his cues from Topper. Here's Topper yesterday when asked if there is a gap between the Mets and the Phillies right now.
What do you sense? Maybe the Buddha. It's been a whole challenging stretch here for you guys.
Very frustrated. Yeah, very frustrated. You know, these guys, they come to battle, and they prepare and they compete, and they expect to have a good outcome. So when you don't, it's frustrating.
Do you think there's a gap between you and the Mets based off of this week?
No.
How do you?
No.
Why not?
Because we're a good team.
He said, why not?
Why not got you? Did you watch the three games? Did you see the playoffs last year?
Excuse me? No. On my way in, riding in, because I knew this was going to be a hot topic, man. Because I'm at my son's baseball game yesterday. And you know how I guess I go through the world not knowing that people, you know you. And
you shouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, no, I shouldn't. But normally it's like, you know, quiet days. But somebody asked me, like, what's going on with the Phillies? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't know what to say.
What's Harper's chase rate?
Know what to say. No, he don't chase a lot. You talk about my son? Yeah. No, he don't chase a whole lot of
good.
People.
Well, get him in the lineup.
He's still working. Like, wait, sidebar. He lifted his leg yesterday and tried to knock the ball out the park.
Okay. You're going to think I'm joking what I'm about to say. I'm not. He has a better launch angle than Alec Boehm. Like, if you tell me right now I need a double in the gap, I want your son, who's 6'7"?
No, six.
Six, rather than Boehm, who's going to hit a ground ball.
No, I don't know where he gets this from, man. But it's fascinating to watch. But I'm riding in yesterday thinking about this game and listening. You know, shout out to Ike in the afternoon show, man, because I didn't know they had to come in after the game to do their show.
Final out.
Yeah. And I guess the conversation was, hey, you might just have to come to grips with the Mets are better.
Mm-hmm.
And the stat that Ike threw out there really blew my mind. He said, man, they haven't given up a whole lot of runs. That right there should tell, like, it's a tough pill to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow. But that coupled with the defense that they were playing out there and the phenomenal plays that they were making, like the catch that he made jumping in the air, like, they made some good plays in outfield. The ball was hit hard, but they made some really good plays in outfield.
Yeah, they did. I mean, look, our last caller said it, that they're pitching a little bit over their head, but their best pitcher hasn't pitched yet this year. He's been injured. He's coming back. So, like, they're off to the start without their best pitcher.
They have swagger, too, man.
They do.
See, who is it, like, Black Gritty? So they got seasoning. They have something right now that when you look at it, and you could put your finger on whatever you want to put it on, they play with a different level of confidence. And I will say this, yesterday, it was good to see that the Phillies came out fiery and they fought hard. But it's different when you have guys that are going up to the plate that even if they don't hit it, they're swinging with the confidence that they're going to crush it.
There's something about Lindor and Soto particularly that there's like a cockiness about them, but they know they're good. They know that, and they don't fear the Phillies at all.
No. And you felt that yesterday. That was the biggest thing that jumped out to me. And when you got in the late innings and it ended the way that it did, that's when you got to come to the reality right now, as of right now. That's not to say that it can't change. But right now, the Mets are the better team between the two.
I agree with you. Look, can we also hear from Dave Dombrowski? I guess all Phillies management just in delusion right now. We have the manager who's scoffing at the idea the Mets are the better team right now, which I understand why he doesn't want to maybe admit it, but it was just the way Topper reacted. Like, what? Like, have you watched the games you guys play against them? All right, we also have Dombrowski. This was just a couple days ago about his bullpen and the issues they have down there.
They just have to pitch better. I mean, we're in a spot from the right-hand side. Jordan Romano, who we like a lot when we signed him. Thank goodness he's healthy. His velocity is good. But he's going to have to start pitching better. And Ross is going to have to pitch a little bit better. And Ruiz is going to have to pitch a little bit better. Hernandez is a little bit different spot. He was kind of added as the extra guy. But he needs to pitch a little bit better, too. So they just really have to go out then and pitch more consistently to get outs. I mean, they haven't missed a lot of bats out there so far. That's not always a necessity. But overall, as a group, those guys just haven't really performed like we need them to do. So, and they have to go out there. If we're going to be better, one or two of them are going to have to step up and be better on a consistent basis because you need more people to pitch at the back end of the game.
Pass the buck, Dombrowski, saying, no, I signed good pitchers. They got to pitch well.
Yeah.
Dave?
I mean, that's the thing that I think rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because you have the guy that makes the decisions talking about the guys that need to do better. But it's like, hell, you pick the guys. You're the one that picked the guys. So yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
I mean, the Romano thing. I mean, I just...
Well, thank God he's healthy.
I'm going to go ahead and back up off of that statement. That, like, it's one thing to be confident in your stuff, but delusional might be a little bit closer to where
you know what
he is
I always
right now.
Thought was a good marker of where a pitcher's stuff is? How the hitters react to it. Jordan, they're not missing it. They're hitting it.
This morning, he said he likes his stuff. He said, good. The pitchers like it, too. I mean, the hitters like it, too.
Pete Alonso loved that stuff. The Marlins guys over the weekend, they love that stuff. Like he real. I think Romano is delusional. He's like, yeah, the stuff's better.
I read that as him being confident that he could fix it. Don't look like he did that. Don't look like he did that.
It does not. All right, 215-592-9494. Is it still too early to panic on the Phillies? Just got swept by the Mets. They're 13-12. This has been going on almost 3 weeks of just poor baseball by the Phillies. Where are you at with this team after the swept? Andrew in Westchester's up. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, I'm just calling in. First time on the show, actually. So, hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, I was calling in because I was going to say I don't think it's too early to panic on the Phillies. I think there's a lot worse baseball. When I look around the league at these other teams, there's a lot worse baseball going on. Yeah, we can be critical of the pitching and the hitting a little bit lately, but we'll figure it out. Like I said, there's a lot worse baseball going on, a lot more teams around the league right now. I don't know.
I don't give a shit.
I don't know what the answer is with the rotation. I don't know what the answer is with pitching, but I know they're going to figure it out.
See, so, there are some worse teams. I mean, there's a lot worse teams. The Phillies are at least decent, if not better. But I'm not as confident, Andrew, as you are they're going to figure it out. I know a lot of people have brought up, and Andrew, good phone call. Hugh, I know when Elliot was with you guys yesterday, he was bringing up the Eagles at the juncture when they were 2-2, right?
Yeah.
And this is kind of that moment, you know, around...
The watershed moment, yeah. Or come to Jesus moment or something.
Now, it's an interesting point, and it's kind of... because I was just as down on the Eagles right then as I am with the Phillies now. So it's fair to say, hey, they turned it around. A couple things are a little different, though. One... In the Eagles' case, they had new offensive coach, new defensive coach. So maybe that just needed some time to marinate, and four games wasn't enough, and then eventually they figured it out, right? That's one. The other thing was they had added Saquon Barkley to the team. They had,
yeah, the glue, which some people call the glue, or the chosen one, if you will, so, whichever one you want to choose.
And I'm trying to remember, I don't believe Saquon really popped till after September. Like, he was good, and he had the big run against the Saints to help them win that third game. But, like, he was a great player, and we didn't realize in September how much impact he would have. Second thing, they were about to put Cooper DeJean in the lineup. Like, the Eagles made fundamental changes and had different players and coaches from the year before. Why it's hard for me to see the parallel is, what's different with the Phillies?
Nothing.
Nothing. Now, we could hope it changes, but they don't have different things.
And that's why I understand. People are upset, Joe, because we ran it back. We didn't change anything, and we see stuff that is eerily similar to what sent us home last year. And the reality of the situation is we've been regressing. And so we're at a point, I think most fans are at a point where you want to believe in the team because all the things are true that I'm saying. It's still early. But it doesn't look like it's getting any better, especially when you talk about the way that they started last year. They started up fast last year, and there were some issues, and as we got through the season, it started to curtail off. And you go back to the game in London where we played the Mets, and it's almost like Freaky Friday. Y'all remember that movie Freaky Friday back in the day?
They
Kyle
switched.
Probably don't remember.
They switched.
Well, they switched who they were. Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kyle, but that's a good reference for people.
Old references,
That get it. Mm-hmm. The Twilight Year people, they get that.
The season people.
The season people, they get that. And that's what it is, because we're talking about the tale of two different teams right now. And it looked like the Mets have turned into the Phillies, and the Phillies have turned into the Mets.
That's not making me feel good, but you're right about that.
But that's what it kind of feels like.
I know.
If your coping is telling me that there's a lot worse baseball being played out there, that's about the worst excuse you could possibly get. Is the bar the White Sox, or is the bar the team that just knocked us out of the playoffs last year and looks like they're leaps and bounds better than us right now? What are we doing? I don't care if they look better than the White Sox. I want to be the World Series champion.
They have a $300 million payroll.
It's ridiculous.
It actually reminded me of the Dombrowski quote about their chase rate. Well, it wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst.
Not the worst.
What is the objective around here? Is it to just be mediocre? Because guess what? They look darn mediocre right now. Art is up next on WIP. Hey, Art.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Art, we're frustrated this morning. Art, what are you feeling?
You remember me calling a few weeks ago about the 80 wins again?
Mm-hmm. I remember, Art.
Hey, I'm an ex-baseball player. I used to play with John Marzano back in the day in South Philly. And watching these Phillies is a total joke. I do have an idea to propose to the team, if maybe they'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take Nolan, put him in the pen, and put Joe Ross as a starter to make some pitching changes there?
Mm-mm.
I know the hitting's not going to change, that's for sure. But this Joe Ross really impressed me, that game he came in for Sanchez. And I just, I don't know, Nolan.
So I like
that's
Joe. Just
that's, I'm thinking outside the box
it
for
is,
real.
But, I mean, Aaron Nola has been a starter his whole life. Right? I don't know how he'd adapt to the bullpen. I don't think he would. I think the value in Nola, Art, for whatever his value is right now, is his length he gives you, the innings he soaks up. I mean, what do you want to do, make him a leverage guy or just kind of a long guy in the bullpen?
Yeah, like a long guy in the pen. Now that he's going through what he's going through, and just use a guy that's hot. This guy, Joe Ross, looked awesome to me.
Oh,
and he finished, I mean, obviously we lost, but
you say one sample size, huh?
He did, do something maybe a little different.
So here, I don't think the Ross thing is like he could be this year's Turnbull, where he helps, but I wouldn't. I mean, it's not Nola for me. I actually would rather put Ranger in the bullpen because Ranger can actually help down there. He's done it, and then maybe you let Ross take some starts.
Nola's throwing like 91 miles an hour.
I don't think
he's playing him in the bullpen.
Yeah, and Art, I understand your point that we need to shake something up. Art, good phone call, and Art did call 80 wins a few weeks ago, so. He has that feather in his cap because we might be heading there. But
especially if they put Nolan in the bullpen.
Yeah, I can't do Nolan in the bullpen. There's a lot of buttons we can start pushing here.
Joe freaking Ross.
Yeah. He did pitch well the other night, but that's too much of a small. Yeah. I mean,
like, this just shows the state of where we're at with the Phillies right now.
We're grasping at straws.
Joe Ross.
Who cares? It's so strong.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't. Don't.
Hugh, you brought up the Freaky Friday Mets-Phillies thing. I haven't found the Mets record. I'll do that in a second. You know what the Phillies... So the Phillies left for London. Actually, so they won the first game in London.
Mm-hmm.
They won that first one on the Saturday when they got to London against the Mets last year. That was on June... What do we got here? That was Saturday, June 8th. The Phillies beat the Mets 7-2 in London. The Phillies record at that point was 45-19. They have played 127 games, including the postseason since then. You know what the Phillies record, Hugh, is?
What?
64-63. Basically 500 since that day in London.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like. They switch places, man. The Mets are playing with that swagger. They feel like they got that seasoning that we need to get.
I'd like some seasoning because this is dull and bland and gross. All right, 215-592-9494. A couple things to tell you about. Number one, this hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Don't forget as well, We're going to be honoring BG's legendary career all day on the air and celebration continuing with BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. That is going to be on Monday, May 5th, as also known as Cinco de Mayo.
I thought that was the 4th.
No, that would be the 5th. Cinco.
Let me let that go.
No, we're going to hold on that for a while.
You're going to milk that as long as we can.
Tickets available, 94WIP.com. All right, speaking of the Sunoco situation, Hugh, which this hour is brought to you by, we have a $100 gift card to give away to Sunoco this show. Why don't we play a little game called Hugh's Clues?
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Before I get his first clue, I'm just going to say I don't appreciate all this hate that I'm getting
hey.
These clues, man.
Oh, well.
My man Dan on Twitter this morning said, your first clue is going to be like, it breathes air. Dan, that ain't funny.
Actually,
that is not funny.
Hold that one. We'll do that another day. And that's kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
It's alive. It breathes.
All righty then. So this is the first clue. Everybody listen up. Because of draft day, because this is the NFL draft.
Yep.
This individual was part of my draft class.
Oh, all right. So we were going back in the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine.
Back when
you said it like that, we're like, damn, 95, damn.
Back when they used to do it on the Saturday at, where'd they have it? Where was it? What was the name of the place?
Madison Square.
Javits Center?
No, Rockefeller?
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
In New York, the Saturday at noon, and then they would just do it all day long.
Yeah.
I know why they do it for primetime TV Thursday. I kind of miss waking up on Saturday and was like, it was a draft all day. The old school NFL draft. All right, so your first clue today is this person was part
of my draft class.
Of Hugh's draft class. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
First of all, Hugh, I'm sorry, brother. You're kind of playing doctor, counselor, psychologist Douglas because Kyle is on the edge about to jump off. Joe's suffering in his Philly wine, no cheese. I mean, I feel you today, Hugh.
Oh, no, that's Kyle every day. Kyle, to me, is the embodiment of the Phillies fans. So, I mean, I just try to talk them down every day, and they ain't trying to hear it. I'm used to that.
So I'm whining when I say the team just stunk when they got swept by the New York Mets? That's whining?
No, that's telling the truth.
Okay.
The other stuff you're doing is whining.
Ah, I got you.
Well, listen, why don't we just basically call it what it is? There's 100 games left, and we're barely scratching the surface of being a 500 team. And listen, Popper has made all kinds of moves right now to protect, to enhance, and bring out more of one particular player, and we haven't addressed that elephant in the room. Now, if the Eagles did all of that to enhance and help Jalen Hurts with weapons, and Jalen didn't perform, what are we getting? What do we get on this radio station?
We would be upset at Jalen. So, but who are you? Who are you going at? Like, I'm trying to understand the point. Like, I think the analogy is interesting, but what player are we talking about?
The panderer in chief.
Bryce.
Yeah, I mean, we don't give Harper that much of accountability. Radio time. Everything's always covering up, moving him here. He's playing first base. You need to give him more life. We're moving Schwarber so that we can protect Harper. We're doing all this for Harper, but Harper is not performing at the level in which we need. And this is the time where, no, let's not sound the alarms. Let's not go to, you know, DEFCON 1. But let's just say, yo, bro, it's about time that, you know, you start picking up that bat, getting more hits. Stop chasing, smack a homer when you can, and that motivates the team. Because nobody else seems to want to say anything to him because they're afraid that they're going to upset him and he's going to want to be traded.
So, Big V, I don't disagree with you on this. Harper's got to be better. He has been way too blah. Like, I don't think he's been bad so far this season, but
not what this team needs right now.
Let me give you an example, Big V, I'm with you on this. So, when Bryce Harper signed here, and at parts of his career here, people have said they'd rather have him than anybody else in baseball. He's one of the top five hitters in baseball, all that kind of stuff. He's not performing anything like that. Like, if you look at him compared to a guy like Aaron Judge, He's not even in the same stratosphere right now compared to that kind of player. I mean, I could pick out five or six or seven more that are having bigger seasons, too. I'm just saying, like, he's not performing like one of the few best hitters in baseball. He needs to.
He's not. And like I said, if Jalen performed at the level that Harper did right now, this radio, the airwaves would be filled with, oh, we got to get rid of Jalen. We got to get rid of Jalen. Oh, he's a bum. Then you got Black Gritty getting on there to defend Jalen. I mean, it's a mess. Let's call it what it is. Let's have some Harper accountability.
So I think I agree with you. I think it's fair.
Quick,
now, to be fair, on the other side, though, we both know that one player in baseball can't impact the game as much as the quarterback. That's also part of it.
Ball spit.
Well, no. Those are facts.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
Oh, really? Okay, so let's
Big V,
see.
Jalen Hurts touches the ball every play.
Every play.
I mean, I acknowledge with you he's not doing enough, but it also he can't do enough to carry them when the rest of the guys stink.
Once again, we're now going to do some defensive coping.
No, I'm not coping. I just told you he's not playing well enough. But they also need
it there. The main thing. The main thing.
But you're going off the Hurts thing, and I'm trying to say that's part of it. The quarterback affects the game more.
Okay, and he is the multimillionaire best player
I know.
In quote-unquote baseball on the Phillies.
Big V, I agree.
Okay,
Big V,
you agree.
No, I'm not minimizing it. I said it in the first segment. Lindor and Soto and Alonso, those guys scare the heck out of you. And in this series, when Turner and Harper got up there, nobody was scared, especially, I mean, Turner. Guy has meek at-bats every time. He's got one home run. I'm with you.
Okay, great. Then let's leave it at that.
All right, that's enough.
Let these guys get their stats up and let these guys get fear of them again and fear the Fighting Phillies again so that we can win this freaking World Series.
I'm just trying to get, into a playoff spot. You're talking about the World Series. Big V, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? A player that was in Hughes' draft?
Westbrook?
No, Westbrook was.
I think he's talking about Michael Westbrook.
Were you talking about Michael Westbrook?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't it either.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, I think he was talking about Brian.
Of course he was.
I think that was a cope.
You threw him a lifeline when you shouldn't have.
No, because Michael Westbrook was in my draft.
Yeah, but there's no way that's what he was talking about.
I think he would have said Michael Westbrook.
I'm just saying, I was trying to help.
I know.
I'm not going to lie, I tried to help him.
And then he lied through his teeth.
When Westbrook comes up on this radio station,
you think of Brian Westbrook, yeah, no question.
Right, like if I said McCoy, everyone would assume Shady, not another McCoy that's been in the league. I mean, Big V, come on.
Shouldn't have thrown him a lifeline.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that.
I felt bad for him.
I got the full numbers for you, by the way, quickly here. You mentioned the Freaky Friday?
Freaky Friday.
Phillies, since the first game in London last year, including the postseason, 64-63.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are 77-50.
They've
been about 13 games better than the Phillies now, for 7 or 8 months of baseball. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. Your phone calls on the other side. Phillies, is it still too early to panic? I don't think it is. I am concerned with this baseball team. And let's get actually into a positive note. An actual win in this town has a huge night tonight. The NFL draft, we'll get into it next. What we want the Eagles to do, what I need from them tonight. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP. A great lawn. It's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.